Your morning team show, WSGW and you. It's now 8:25, a little kiss for you. Paul and Gene sharing the lead singing vocal roles here for a classic Kiss sound. In studio, rocking with Dave and Pat and Charlie. Art Lewis, I know you're rocking in your home studio.
Oh, yeah. Just picturing Gene Simmons' tongue.
Oh, yeah. A little fire breathing and much too high shoes.
And the platforms, yeah.
So last week, you might remember. In fact, Art, I think this was the day you took off. Well, recently, I can't remember what it was now. We featured some Kiss music because we were announcing that.
Yeah, must have been because I don't remember it.
Yeah, A&E was doing the biography, the Kiss story.
Oh, yeah, right.
And last night was part one. Tonight it says here's part two. But beyond that, there is even more brand new Kiss news for you.
Oh, more.
Oh, yes. Well, all right. Here we go.
I'm ready.
The Kiss is in fact, Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons are heading up the effort in connection with Netflix for a feature film production.
Whoa, yes. On Netflix. Nice.
And it's going to be called Shout It Out Loud.
Oh, cool.
Going to be directed by Joachim Roening, the guy who did the second Maleficent movie, and also Pirates of the Caribbean.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow. So how about that? Gene Simmons says the band is committed to telling the truth and maintain the authenticity of the Kiss personas. Other than that, he promises they will not micromanage the film.
That's for a lot of special
Gene
effects.
Simmons is one of the smartest businessmen in the music industry.
Oh, yes.
He knows how to turn a buck on anything and everything.
And he is committed to everything that he does, 100%. No question about that. So, yeah, it doesn't say when. It just says that the Netflix deal and Kiss feature film, Shout It Out Loud. Put me down for, oh no, I'd have to subscribe to Netflix.
Yeah.
No, I guess, well.
There's a lot of good stuff on Netflix.
I know, but still, you'd have to subscribe.
I know.
I noticed on one of the cable channels, too, they're rerunning the Gene Simmons realism show, you know, the real life Gene Simmons at home.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, there's a whole series of them.
Yes, I forgot about that.
Do they cover every aspect of his life?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Even the bad stuff and the good stuff. I mean, everything from him finding his, I think his father's grave in Israel or something like that.
Yeah.
And his troubles with his wife and their reconciliations and all that stuff. I mean, it pretty well, it's like the Kardashians with a different name.
No, please, we do not mention Gene Simmons and the Kardashians in the same breath. I'm
no
sorry.
No linkage there.